Hey, this is Craig, the guy trapped in the space station. I'm sorry to report that the mysterious man who usually does these intros is dead. He wasn't able to survive being shot with all those lasers, but I'm gonna continue his work, because the only buttons I know how to operate on this thing do the podcast. So as he would say, the following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. Many, many months ago, I fell through a dimensional rift behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think, through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hogsface in the land of Foon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host.
Hey, Chun here.
And
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmuinius Maestar. And trust me, friends, when I do say there are secret names that have such great power that I shall ne'er reveal them, lest I destroy all of my beloved Foon.
Arnie, you can come back.
Come on back, Arnie.
All right, thank you. All right, great. As for listeners who maybe missed the last couple episodes, I'm giving Usador some space while he says his name, and I'm just kind of running over to the other side of the tavern to kind of think on what I want to...
How you want to interrupt me.
How I want to interrupt you in the future. I have not come to any answers for that yet. How are you guys doing? How you doing, Chun?
Doing good.
That's great. How are you doing, Yusi?
I am doing wonderfully. My beloved Genlevia has now been tricked as she did trick me.
Uh-huh. So in the past, she tricked you into...
I had trapped her in a crystal coffin and was going to have a natural kidnap wedding. But when I opened the coffin, she was replaced with a plate of croissants. Mm-hmm. So, I decided to trick her, as is the wizard's wont. So, I appeared to her as a centaur. I seduced her, I made her fall in love with me. And then on our wedding night, when we would have engaged in actual sexual congress, I slipped out of the room and I left her a basket of muffins.
But Usador, you've loved this woman, right?
Yes.
Why don't you just try to find a way to really connect with her?
This is the wizard's way. Well, we are not questing and defeating dark, evil monsters and creatures and lords of darkness. We play magical tricks on each other. It's fun.
I think it's just a way of not being emotionally available.
As she bites into that muffin, she will think of Usador and weep a single tear.
Can I ask you guys some advice up top of the podcast?
Of course.
So, you know, we get a lot of emails to the podcast. People send them to me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I love how many emails we get. Many of them are very supportive. But I feel like there's a good chunk of the emails that just don't like me, or I guess they're just sort of teasing me. And I want to try my best. Like, are there things, do you guys, Usador and Chunt, do you have advice for ways that I can make myself maybe more likable on the podcast?
That's a good... Yeah, I get a lot of hate mail for you in my email. Maybe, like, come to a Chunts night? Or okay. Maybe, like, anytime you have the urge to make fun of us, don't? Does that make sense?
Okay.
I don't know if those are things that you can immediately apply.
Yeah, I will try my best not to make fun of you.
Okay.
Anymore.
Here.
Oh, come on. You're really...
hold this rock in your hand. Take it.
Okay.
Take the rock.
All right. I'm going to make myself emotionally available. I'm not going to make fun of the fact that you keep passing these rocks and saying they have magical properties. I'm convinced they don't. But you know what? I'm going to take the rock.
You have no proof of that.
Okay.
Hold on to that rock.
I'm holding this magical rock.
Think good thoughts, and those thoughts shall be magically transmuted through the universes by the power of that rock.
All right. I'm thinking positive stuff.
Everyone think about how much you like Arnie.
Hey, yeah.
Think about how much you like him. Open your minds and your hearts and hear his voice. Don't think of how it's a little bit high-pitched and whiny. Think about how wonderful he is. Forget the fact that he abandoned his family to come to Foon. Think about how, though he sits around all week long and has no job and does nothing of use here in Foon, that he is still a good person.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe every time you're about to make fun of one of us, just stop yourself and say, "You are my friend."
Okay, I can
Does
do that.
Does that work? Can you try that?
Yes, let's do that.
Absolutely do that. And you know what? I will keep that in mind throughout the rest of the podcast. But I feel bad we've been ignoring our guest. I'm very excited that we are joined by a talking, walking skeleton named Klax.
Guys, how are you?
Hey!
Good,
very
doing
well. Nice. How are you today?
So great. So great. So great to see people.
Yeah, good to see
so
you.
So great to be around.
Yeah.
I have to admit, you look very familiar to me.
Well, you might have known me in my living body.
Oh, wow.
Leo House Martin? Anyone know Leo House Martin?
Leo House Martin.
Sounds very familiar.
Did you ever go by Leonard?
Nope, always Leo.
Always Leo. Always Leo. Yeah.
Leonard, no.
Okay.
Did you live here in Hog's Face?
Yeah, I reupholstered. I had a reupholstery joint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
So you just recognize him from his bone structure?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, those cheekbones. No, those cheekbones anyway.
That was House Martin's reupholstery.
Yeah,
yes, reupholstery. I remember that place.
Wasn't it, your slogan was like, Houseman the House Man? Like,
House, hey, get your house better, man. It was something. Yeah,
sure.
Wear and tear. We didn't. We never upholstered.
Yeah,
but we could reupholster.
Yes.
Why waste your time upholstering when you can reupholster?
Let the ham bones upholster. We'll do it afterwards.
I don't know if this is too personal of a question, but what happened that you used to be, you know, a living man, and now you're a reanimated skeleton?
Hey, bad news, guys. Happens to everybody.
Is that true?
What? I mean, you're going to get down to this.
What was your specific, were you killed in at home or
Oh, no, it was unremarkable. Accidentally poisoned myself.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, at least it was accidental, I guess.
I was tanning leathers.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. Mercury, arsenic. There's a lot of stuff in there. It accumulates. You never get it out of your body.
That's frustrating. I still got it in me.
Yeah. Sure.
So you slowly poisoned yourself. It wasn't like you accidentally drank
no,
all of
no, no, no. No, I was happy.
That's wonderful. We're so happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. It's just great to see people.
Can we get you a drink or food or anything?
Nope, neither.
Okay.
Yes, that's actually.
Is that a rude task?
It's a rude thing to ask.
Neither, never.
Yes.
I'm feeling so self-conscious. Should I? I feel like I shouldn't have asked that.
I just apologize.
It's all right.
I'm so sorry. We're all finding this.
Chunt, you're a good friend.
Oh, thank you.
So, Klax, what do you do now that you're a skeleton? How do you spend your time?
I tell you guys, there's not a ton of jobs out there. Not a ton for guys like me. Let's say I'm the... You know the dungeons, the main dungeons?
Yeah.
Very well.
I'm basically the first level of kind of token defense if you decide to delve into the dungeons.
So you got into security.
Yeah, that's I like to consider myself the face of the dungeon.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, and like I said, it's token defense. If you really want to get in there. You guys ever been into dungeons?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yes, very much so, yes.
So you know. You don't meet the nastiest guy first.
No.
I mean, these things get progressively more difficult.
Yeah.
and I find that our elderly population often take jobs as greeters at the front. It's a very common thing that happens to you later in your life or later after your life.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, if you see me, I'm going to take a couple of swipes with a rusty axe at you. Yeah. And I'm going to hold up my shield a couple of times. But I'm really just there to help you break a sweat.
Sure.
Sort of introduce you to basically what you can expect if you decide to go past me.
Yeah. Sure. So can I ask, are
you're
you
like the training wheels of the dungeon?
Yeah. Just, hey, how are you? Bang, bang. You know, knock my head off.
Yeah.
Go ahead on.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Can I ask, are you, is your shift over? Like, is there someone else there, or did you get defeated, or how are you able to be here? And is it
right now? You barely even notice me not being there.
Sure.
Fair. You know? Yeah.
Like, so, like, in the first part of the dungeon, it's like you and some bats and maybe like some slime.
Yeah, some ooze. You know, you're going to see some ooze. More inconveniences than true threats.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're coming into the dungeons, you're sort of usually going to know what to expect. Yeah. You're not just wandering in there. There's warnings that, okay, dungeons be here. You know?
Do you ever, do you hold on to, like, any potions or anything that you might drop? Like, do you have,
Nope. Rusty axe, shield. Period.
I suppose you could take the rusty axe if you really didn't have any weapons with you.
Oh, yeah, you could take my axe, but. Is
but
that
nobody
what you're
does. No, no, yes, exactly. Nobody does.
It's honestly like, if you're coming down there, you're better off than I am.
Right, exactly. You're going to come prepared.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually killed anybody? Have
defeated?
You ever stopped
that? No. I caused some serious discomfort.
Sure.
You know? But yeah, that's the most. And frankly, like, I got no problems with anybody, you know?
Sure.
I got a job to do. You got a job to do. Knock my head off. Move on. You know?
Do you mind? I don't know if this is a slightly insulting question.
No, I doubt it.
When people do you ever have adventurers come through, are they ever kind of like bored while they're fighting you? Like, or just like, oh God, a skeleton, I got to get past the skeleton.
I don't give them time to get bored.
Okay, fair.
It doesn't last that long. You know, it's bang, bang, boom.
Yeah.
You know, good to see you.
I will say, as an adventurer, that I enjoy starting a new dungeon, going in, you knock down a bat or a skeleton, you're like, I think I'm going to be good at this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It builds your confidence. It's quite exciting.
Loosen up the legs a little bit, you know.
It's a nice little workout. Now, you said you're happy in this job, but there aren't a lot of jobs. Have you considered other means of work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try to get back into my old profession, but you know, if you bring in a ratty divan, you don't want a skeleton saying, you know, come back next Tuesday, we'll have this all set for you.
Seems very ominous.
It's unpleasant. So I think this is it. And frankly, it's all right. Okay. You know, the hours are terrible.
Wait, of course.
Every hour, every day.
Doesn't get worse.
You know, but what the heck? I don't need a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a chance to meet any anyone to
ladies?
Sort of date? Or a lady skeleton?
Thanks for asking. It's so tough to tell.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stare right at the pelvis and... And that's a way to offend someone right off the bat, like
it's like my eye sockets are up here.
Right. And there are some guys with narrow pelvises. I mean, look at mine.
Sure,
you would know.
I would think, lady, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course you would. And
no offense.
You. And thank you for not
well,
taking.
It's a girlish figure.
Not taking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're very svelte. Yeah. What are you like? 28 pounds? What are you?
Yeah, soaking wet.
35.
Soaking wet. Yeah.
Yes, I remember even as a living man, you were rather tall and thin. A husky gentleman.
No, I wouldn't have been described as husky or plump or anything like that. Slight of frame. Kindly and slight of frame, I think, is what I would have probably overheard if I heard people talking about.
In the later years, people said gaunt. But
gaunt? Yeah. Sickly.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know, not unwell.
He looks poisoned, yeah.
Yeah, he looks sick like in the old times.
Yes, I never knew you well when you were alive, but I remember... walking down the street, walking past your shop occasionally, waving at you, saying hello. But as you grew more gaunt and terrifying looking, I would just avert my eyes.
Oh, yeah, there was a time when people just walked by my body.
No. Yeah. Did you just, like, decompose right
there? I was put on a pile.
Oof.
And there was a time for a while when I probably could have been helped.
Yeah, that is sad.
But I look so, you know, you wouldn't know it by looking at me. It's just I knew, you know, I was screaming silently from behind my working eyes at that point of someone, please. And, you know, that's when you know who your friends are.
Yeah,
right.
No.
Now, Clax, so you're on a pile dying.
Yeah.
You die.
Yeah.
And then Like, are you conscious all the way through the process of becoming a skeleton, or?
Apparently at some point, and now this is the part where I truly lost consciousness, you know. Yeah. And I had as near as I could tell, I was moving on to another thing. And maybe this can be cleared up for me. I had to be reanimated.
Oh, okay.
Officially, I'm undead. Officially, I'm the working class of the undead.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay. Right?
There's more of us. You wouldn't believe it. In the union, there's more of us than any of us. We get the least press.
Sure.
You know, the least press. Zombies, yes. Vampires, people love them. But there's more skeletons in the actual roles of the undead.
Of course,
you know?
Yes.
So at some point, I had to be reanimated. That part is unclear, is even unclear to me.
Sure.
All I knew at some point was I was moving up and around again.
Yeah. I feel like vampires were, like, you know, they get the acclaim because they have special abilities, powers.
Yeah.
Do skeletons, is there, and I'm unfamiliar, I'm just not friends with any skeletons, no offense.
None? Did anyone give you the impression that we're easily offendable? You guys have already.
No,
already
I'm just,
to be, yeah. No, don't worry about it. Don't walk on eggshells. I'm just so happy to be around.
I can't imagine my job being, like, you know, getting my head knocked off every day. But do you guys have any special abilities or powers that we might not assume?
Who? No, not that you wouldn't assume.
Does it hurt when you get your head knocked off? Do you feel pain?
Great. No.
Okay.
No.
So you don't feel pain?
You never get used to the sound. You never like the sound. You know? Because I get shattered, crushed, mushed, you know? I've been squished beneath heavy slabs of stone.
Yeah.
But reanimation, you know, reanimation's pretty great.
That's amazing. You never did
it for long.
Yeah.
Covered the no eating, no sleeping. That's it. No sleeping. So that's, you know, I guess nothing that you wouldn't assume, but lack of pain, that's pretty great.
That's huge.
Have you ever tried, like, taking one of your arms off and, like, playing your ribs like a xylophone?
That's all you do for a while. Sure. You know, you just see, what can I do with this, literally with this frame? What can this hold, you know?
Because when you came in, you were speaking about jobs. I immediately thought, well, why doesn't he train dogs?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
You're made of bones.
Yeah, but you get, you know, one of them rips your tib off. You know, like, now I'm crawling around. I could eventually, because I need no rest, I could track them down after a while.
That's very true.
But I'm going to look like a goofball, scratching my way around the streets.
Right. And a dog has the upper hand. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's take a real quick break. And I know, I'm sorry, Clax, we can't get you anything.
Like, no, thanks. No apologies.
Right. We'll refresh our drinks and we'll be right back.
This is Otak Barleyfoot of the Vermilion Minotaur, here with your free rumor of the week. Rumor has it that Cleven Littlebird has donned the cloak of mourning. So that's what you see him in when he's walking down the street. It's the cloak of mourning. For another rumor, please come down to the Vermilion Minotaur and purchase an ale or meat or any other fine beverage, and we'll be happy to assist you with another rumor. The Vermilion Minotaur, on the King's Road, at the base of McShingleshane Forest.
All right, we're back. No, Clax, I guess I'm just not sure. How do you spell that?
Wow.
Is it C-L-A-X, C-L-A-C-K?
You know, I don't think it's ever been written.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever been written. It's been spoken a bunch of times. It's more of a nickname.
Oh, I see.
For moving around, the sound I make when I move around. Clickety-clack. So, it came from that, but I don't think it's ever been written down.
Yeah. Do you have, like, work buddies in the dungeon?
You know what? Super slow. I can walk back in. But, you know, have a conversation with Ooze, you know, a couple of times, and, you know, you kind of get it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're kind of stuck in the... I bet they're much more interesting people to talk to if you get deeper into the
dungeon.
Deeper
down, but there's so little new news in there.
Sure.
You know, like, I mean, there's... Honestly, there are... And I don't want to give away too many trade secrets. There are... inner realms of the dungeons nobody's been in for, I don't know, 100-something years. Wow, so there is zero news coming out of the, you know, coming out of the belly of the joint.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
I mean, if something new is happening, chances are it's happening to me, and like, and my thing is so routine that, you know, I rarely have new stuff to tell.
So what's in the Usador, do you know, or Clax, do you know what's at the center of the dungeon? Like, what are people trying to get out of there?
There's a lunar sword down there.
A lunar sword.
Lunar sword, yeah.
I have heard the tales of the lunar sword, but I have never been able to reach that level myself.
Yeah.
I get busy. And then I've got to get back up here and do the podcast. So I get down like maybe four levels and I'm like, screw it.
It's tough. It would be helpful if there was a way to like save your progress through the dungeon,
that
like a pass
be nice.
To be like, look, I already beat you.
That'd be great.
Sorry, guys. Walking through. I'm going to start back.
Yeah. A series of colored sashes or something like that to let you know, like, okay,
exactly.
He's good up until there. You know, now trouble starts again.
Speaking of this, I should apologize. I assume at some point I've knocked your skull off of
for
your frame.
Certain.
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
I apologize for that. You seem like a delight.
Yeah, here. Outside of the cheekbones, it's not a face you remember.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But those cheekbones, I mean.
Oh, you're kind.
Gorgeous, okay. Gorgeous.
Sweetheart.
Another thing I should probably clarify or perhaps even apologize for is often young wizards or magicians or sorcerers or witches, it's one of the sort of basic things you learn to reanimate a skeleton. So it's not necessarily that there's some dark and evil purpose behind it. This may not be the Dark Lord's work. It's like, well, I'm learning stuff.
Do you know the spell for reanimation? Can you say the spell for reanimation?
Terrain pal.
Wow.
All right.
Did that?
Did you feel something?
I thought it might. I thought it might. But I
get a little tingle or something.
Yeah. I feel like a little extra pep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. A little energizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad. Do you? So I know, like, if I'm home alone for like a day, I start to just go stir crazy.
Bonkers.
You know,
yeah.
Start to just think about like what is the meaning of life and everything. If you're in the dungeon, if you're in your zone. And no adventures come through. Like, what's your typical? And you don't want to talk to the ooze. Like,
oh, I hum some of the great old songs.
Yeah,
you know some of the old traveling songs.
Yeah.
I go through the old price list at the reupholstery shop.
Sure,
you know I do.
What's
stuff.
Your favorite old song to hum?
Oh, you want a little bit of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There was a man walking down the path.
Like, Dad, the Traveler.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think I've heard that one yet.
The Traveler? You haven't heard the Traveler?
No.
No, it's a classic.
Oh,
classic
and metaphoric
song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
That's like they do it at graduations.
Yeah.
They'll do it at any point of transition or, you know, moving onward.
And I feel like at a lot of, if you go to a concert, there's always an asshole who's like, the Traveler, and it's like, don't, like, if they're playing an encore, they're like, play the Traveler, and it's like, that's not even our song. Like, it just gets really...
Do you think that song gets stuck in your head because you're in kind of a state of constant...
I guess so, yearning and longing, maybe to actually, to be able to roam would be nice, and with my body, I'm not... held there because I've been, you know, warded to places before and held and bound to places before. So I'm not bound to the dungeons, but it's really frowned upon if I wander too far away.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
Any vacay? Any take a sabbatical? Or
I'm going to the northern shores for a couple of days next month. I'm looking forward to that.
That's
next moon cycle, I'm going up there. Just to get away. That'll be nice. That'll be nice to see some new terrain. That'll be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, sort of talking about how you entertain yourself. Did you have any hobbies that you've brought into the afterlife with you, into your undead life?
I used to read. I used to do a lot of reading, but not anymore. Not anymore. The light is so poor down there.
Yeah.
And I'm still unclear as to how my own vision works.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Feels like some things I can see very clearly. Other things I just don't. I don't see at all.
Sure. And print would be a hard.
Reading small runes would be difficult.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm close to 110 now, so I imagine I'd need something larger print.
Yeah. And you have no eyes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's what he was.
Yeah. No. I know. But yeah. You know what, Chunt? You're a good friend.
Oh, thank you so much. You're being really nice today.
But, you know, I actually have a question, partially for Usador. Now, would this lunar sword be helpful in the quest against the Dark Lord?
Oh, yes. The power of the moon imbued within a blade would certainly turn the tide against his dark dealings.
So my question is, now, I don't know how you don't seem super committed to your job. Is it possible... like, you could be an inside man on a heist sort of situation in the dungeon?
Oh, wow. Wow, be an inside guy.
Like a new sense of purpose, you know?
I don't want to offend our guest, but I mean, he'll just get his head knocked off. I don't know what he would do.
But no, what would happen
no
if you?
Offense, no,
what would
no
happen
taking
if you tried?
Okay, good. Okay, good. I mean, I basically said you were ineffective and useless.
Yeah, I mean,
so
you
I
get
apologize.
40 or 50 of us together, we'll keep someone busy for a while.
Oh,
you
right, know, like, an army of skeletons.
Yeah,
that's, oh, there you
yeah,
go.
And now we're raising some undead. Yeah,
but I kind of wonder. Like, it's not. I'm not even talking about brute force here. It's just your unassuming nature. In the dungeon, no one's going to give you a second look.
Too true. Too true. I mean, no one really is gonna perceive me as a danger. Here's downside. They will hear me coming.
Sure.
You know, yeah. So if there's any sneaking or any kind of, you know, covert operation going on, I'll blow that. I'll
sure.
blow that right out. But informationally, I can pretty much, down to about the sixth concentric circle, I can kind of give you an idea of what you're going to look for.
Yeah.
You know, like, basically what you can prep for.
There's sure. Usador, how far have you gotten into the dungeon?
The fourth level.
The fourth level.
So I see Arnold's point now. I don't believe any subterfuge or sneaking would be even possible. If you are unassuming enough, could you just walk down, grab the sword, and bring it back up? Say, I'm getting it cleaned or something.
Likely. Ooze is easy to fool.
Sure.
Yes.
But there are some highly... You know what? Actually, down there, there's going to be... I'm going to run into something highly intelligent. You know?
Right.
A white, you yeah. know, something like that. Will-o'-the-wisp.
Something.
Anything like that. But I can tell you this about the lunar sword. In any room or place with a single source of light, it is unable to be beaten. It doesn't need to be the moon. It can
wow.
be a closed room with a single candle.
Oh.
Anywhere wow. with a single source of light. So that's my little,
wow.
there's my little bone throw to you.
Oh, thank
wow.
you.
Oh, he's giving us
wow.
everything.
A bone throw. I love that. Very clever.
I'm just saying, that would be very useful on your quest, Usador.
I'm very intrigued by actually getting this sword now. I'd heard the rumors and... I've been in the dungeon, so perhaps I shall reinvest my energies and my time into traversing even deeper into this dungeon so that I may bring back this sword and defeat the Dark Lord and defend all of you wonderful people from his evil machinations. I, Usador, shall save you all!
You know what I like to do? I've only been to one dungeon before, but whenever I go, I like to make up a fake name.
Oh.
Yeah. So if I go in, instead of being like, I'm Chunt, I'll be like, hey, Sink here. Like, I'll just be like, I'm a Sink, you know.
Hmm.
Just put in something fun.
Where'd you go? What dungeon?
I went to the one, it's right off the, so if you're going down the King's Road, and you take the second left.
Oh, Parkway
like,
East?
Parkway
East dungeon?
Yeah.
That's
which
pretty
is
good.
Pretty, I mean.
It's all right.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I just stepped in the first room, I didn't really fight anyone, just kind of taking a look around and wanted to use a fake name.
It's pretty well lit. Yeah, that's just so you know, if you go to other dungeons, don't necessarily expect it to be that well lit, because that one's actually pretty well maintained.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones have really fallen into just disrepair.
I have to really recommend to each of you that you gather a party. Take a group into a dungeon with you. It's really fun. And my favorite thing to do when I'm in a dungeon is we come up against some great and horrid beast or monster, and I say, no! Run! I shall stand to protect us all! And I make a stand against that beast, and then I die, and I come back a slightly different shade of blue.
Clax, thank you so much for joining us.
Guys, I cannot tell you how appreciative I am that you had me. It was a thrill.
It was absolutely our pleasure.
Great. I hope to see you all again.
Yeah. Good luck on your vacation.
Thank you. And if you're just ever in a mood, knock a head off or whatever, no harm, no foul. Come on down. Keeps me busy.
I haven't done any dungeon crawling here because I'm a little nervous, but you're right. It sounds like it could dip my toe into the experience.
Arnold, this is what will make people like you. Go on an adventure. A very simple adventure. We'll get you a sword and some leather armor. Maybe a wooden sword. Something to get you easy to get you started with.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go to Clax and we'll just knock his arm off or his head or something.
I'll take a dive, baby. Have that.
You know what? I am going to get that lunar sword. Thank you, Usador. You're a good friend.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's going to take me a while. It's not like next week I'm going to be like, here's the lunar sword, but... I'm going to work my way through the dungeon. Clax, you know, I'll see you regularly, it sounds like.
Great.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm very proud of you, Arnold.
Yeah, good for you for getting off your ass and doing something.
All right, man.
You're a good friend.
Yes. Hey, Chunt, do you got any emails?
I do. This first one is from David Cahajo. Mm-hmm. Says, greeting and chunts up, guys. My name is David the Beloved from the Kingdom of America, but writing from the mystical land of Japan. Japan?
Japan,
Japan.
Yes.
You could say I'm a warrior who is on a quest. Anyways, I've been wondering if a shapeshifter is the child of a manticore and a hunger ghost, what will your children be? I don't really know.
Wow. That's right. You have one sperm that you keep in a vial around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to have a child.
Yeah. I have to put it in.
You put the sperm in.
I have to load that in.
Yeah.
Will they also be shapeshifters, or does it depend on who you have children with? I sincerely enjoy the conversations you guys have as it gets me through my day. I hope to hear more from this podcast. It's really unknown territory as far as I'm a shapeshifter, and who knows what I will want to mate with, and we'll see what happens from there.
I say do it. Have a kid.
No, I'm not ready
I'm
for
someone,
that.
I have a child, and as soon as you have a child...
Yeah, and how's that
you
going?
I mean, it was fantastic until I accidentally fell into a dimensional portal. But since I've had a child, I want other people to have children, too.
Misery loves company, huh?
Clax, did you have any children?
No, never so lucky. Mm-hmm. Never so lucky. I liked fellas.
Oh, well,
oh, that's
fantastic.
Yeah.
I heard that rumor about you, but
I can say it now.
That's
what
great.
The heck? I'm
Absolutely.
Out. I'm out.
Yeah.
The three goddesses of Foon look kindly upon all the children of Foon.
Ah, great.
Regardless of their sexual preference.
How amazing that is after 110 years that he's comfortable enough in his bones to say, I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I've never felt freer.
That's great.
You know, I've never felt freer. I live in a dungeon and I've never felt so free.
That's amazing. Yeah. I have one more here. This is, and you can email us, email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This is from Norman Doom. He says, you should have Arnold set up a Instagram account. What's...
Yeah, it's sort of like Twitter. Chunt, you're on Twitter, right?
And
Usador is also on Twitter.
At Usador the Blue.
And you can follow me at Magic Tavern on Twitter. It's like that,
hashtag
but it's...
Hashtag awesome.
It's like that, but it's all photos. It's pictures, which is sort of hard to explain.
There are pictures on Twitter.
There are, but, you know, it just, it takes, you know, I think people forget that the internet is very spotty and slow here. So, like, uploading and downloading pictures takes a really long time. That's why I haven't bothered with Instagram.
Okay.
Did you get any emails?
Yeah, I did. I got a couple emails. Hello from the Kingdom of the Netherlands again. Oh, I believe this is Dave Martinez, the most... Netherlands-sounding person I've ever met. Hello from the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Zonenhoogstanges means kissing, feats of excellence. My guess is Usador had quite a lot of sexual experience among the dwarves to get a name like that. Care to share one with us, Usador, from Dave Martinez.
I understand that you believe in Dutch on your planet of Earth, that this means kissing feats of excellence. But here, upon the land of Foon... Zonenhoogstanges means scraper of the bottom of the river.
I would prefer kissing the feats of excellence.
I don't know your stupid earth languages or your stupid earth customs, but I cannot speak to that. I've never kissed a dwarf's foot.
Fair enough.
That I well,
yeah.
well
let's not, let's
no,
not.
No, no, let me think about it. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about stupid earth stuff.
There were seven of them. I kissed all their feet because I fell asleep, and then a princess came along and wanted to wake me up. But then these seven dwarves took care of me in the forest, and when I woke up, I was so happy, I just kissed all their feet.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Here's another email I got. This is also about Usador. I stared in the darkest part of my partner's eyes and made a wish. My wish came true, and what followed was crazy hot. Usador, if that was you, thanks. Ken.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy. All right. How about I'll read one more real fast. Hello, Arnold. It's Arnie. Big fan of the podcast. Still getting caught up. I'm about six episodes behind. Was wondering, though, what clothes are you wearing? Do you just wash the same outfit every night? Do you not wash your clothes? Have you bought new clothes in Foon? Thanks for all the hard work, Arnold. It's Arnie. Michelle Normandu. P.S. Hi, Chunt and Usador.
Hello.
Well, you know, as I've mentioned before, it was not just myself that went through the portal. My car, my Toyota Camry, is sort of stashed in McShingleshane Forest.
And he had packed a whole year's worth of clothes because he knew he was abandoning his family.
No, I was not abandoning my family, but there did happen to be, you know, there was some dirty laundry from a recent trip that was in the car. So I have had some clothes I sort of trot out occasionally. Sometimes I just wear rags and things that I find. I try my best to wash the clothes in the river.
Is that why you wear rags?
Yeah, I mean, look, I gotta be honest. Sometimes
you just found those?
Yeah.
I thought those were earth clothes.
No, people don't wear...
We had a whole conversation of like, yikes, like, come on, man.
Oh,
and one day you just walked in with a tree branch in front of you.
We'll get you some clothes if you need clothes.
No, yes, please, actually.
Why didn't you just say something?
I don't know.
Too proud. He's too proud.
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks, guy. It would actually be nice because... Especially underwear-wise. I could really use something new.
Ooh, let's go shopping. Yeah.
Also, you know, Don, the trans-dimensional delivery man, sent us a bunch of t-shirts a while back, which I guess you can order Magic Tavern t-shirts from Ann Arbor Tees. I don't know. Google it. You can find it. But I have a bunch of Magic
Great
Tavern.
Plug.
I have a bunch of Magic Tavern and Usador t-shirts, and I've sort of fashioned those into makeshift pairs of underwear.
I thought you were just a big fan of mine.
Yeah. So, yes.
Wait, you're wearing that as underwear?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
Yes.
I actually thought back on parts of this conversation, and I think I have taken offense to a couple of things.
I'm so sorry.
But no problem.
Well, we think you're delightful.
Ah, thanks, guys.
I'm going to knock his head off.
I did it.
Cool, fun stuff. So none of that was real. Maybe none of this is real. Maybe I'm not real at this point. I don't really know. But hey, wouldn't it be fun to send in some information about how you think I could maybe get back to Earth if you happen to have any? Even if it wasn't real, it'd be fun. Don't you, So Usador was Matt Young. Chunt was played by Adil Rafai. The Talking Skeleton was played by special guest TJ Jagodowski. TJ is half of the improv show TJ and Dave, which is, without exaggeration, one of the best things you could ever go see. Find out if and when they're performing near you at tjanddave.com. Oh, and also, he's one of the guys in those Sonic commercials, so I love those. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear.
Greg!
Oh, what do you know? I guess he is alive. Oh well. All of this skeleton talk was sponsored by Basecamp with help from the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Learn more about Basecamp at basecamp.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com. And if you want to listen to another podcast from the Chicago Podcast Co-op, check out Friendshipping. Jen and Trin discuss friendship, particularly between ladies. They tackle the tricky stuff like how can I make friends as an adult, how do I end a toxic friendship, and more. You know, I haven't been a great friend to this mysterious man, but maybe now that he's alive, I can make it up to him. Make his favorite food, but I haven't been able to find any kind of kitchen here. I've just been living off the Reese's Pieces from the vending machines. Well, I'll work on that. I guess we'll see you next week. Bye.